Beginning card daf mesechta sanedin of samach gimel begin with alf begin tesim asl. To begin is the gemara amar bami says zibech bekita benisach some it slaughters and burns and pours libation of avodzar and one helam is going to be chayv only one. So Pesach Kondrash explains the legacy in b'shtachava the girsa should not be b'shtachava because the lav avoidi the whole halacha is learned of sa'avdim and this is lalav nitna and it's not included in the loisa avdim therefore it's not going to be included in this chayv ela achas. Because obviously they're all included in one, and it must be that this is only a lav and not karas and chatas. So there was not included in all the other vaydas that are chayiv as a chatas. Now, olfikach therefore says Tais b'hachter Reb Zakeh le'el. So the teaching of Reb Zakeh in the previous stuff not melegisin le'so. Also based on that. Also, should not have the gears of b'shtachva because according to him, b'shtachva is also yotzal alav, and there's no chiyuv of chatas. The difficulty says, "Tais b'kasha is amai amalei pukton lebros." And why did Birchna tell him get out and teach it outside? Philip Nosson the Moslem Chalakim Reb Nosson that says that it's to differentiate. Hachamayt the lalav yotzas here agrees that it's for a negative prohibition. In the farsha by time of Hachman, the sibley saw of them. So it must be that we have a source that says that you're not being mechalik. So obviously, it is lalav. Even Reb Nosson that says generally lechalik. So it says, Mihu, however, if it's possible, hold the Amalei Pukten Lebra, this city told him to go out and teach it outside, Mishum Delei Dorish Leis Abdim, is because he doesn't Darshan Leis Abdim. And Rav Shmuel Yehuda, the Hachi Tane Kameh Okim to Kameis, the Rav Zakim Leis Abdim is Kerabami, that he's the second version, then he would say that actually, because in that version Rabbi Yechanan does agree, because then you would say that Zakai learns out from Leis Avdim, which is like a Rami, then different, that's what he does agree to him. But if you don't learn from Leis Avdim, then logic would tell us opposite of what you're saying. Now, it actually appears the Gorz, but Reb Zakeh b'shtachva. No, Reb Zakeh is teaching b'shtachva is included, that's only going to be one. But Reb Bami, look, since only Reb Bami is teaching that you're not Gorz. Because except Reb Bami, Reb Bami holds the L'chalik, that, yeah, it is L'chalik. And therefore, you can't have a shtachavah as part of it because al atzma yatzis. L'chalik is only for itself. The loisa of them is avodas kai. Loisa of them is going in the other avodas. Because that's the pasuk. Read it. Loisa shachlam loisa of them. It says two different things. Shtachavah is independent of them. So yeah, all the rest are put into one. But shtachavah is his own independent one. Therefore, you'd be chayiv two. And v'hod the parach this thing. Asked Hama Baya Bar Baya said shalosh shtachavah is lamali. What do you need three shtachavah is for? Because the l'chalik al atzma loika amar. He's not saying. Yeah, because we're saying Rabbi holds there is lachalik, but it's for itself. That he doesn't say. When become lachalik, when he says lachalik, a kol achas mashma. It's not like for each one that each one independently is liable. That's not like Rabbi's teaching. Of the b'zaka, according to b'zaka, the ton of shtachavah that he does learn the word of shtachavah that even that's only going to be chayv together one. Al kochach lav yotzes real. So obviously he holds that shtachavah was independently mentioned not as lachalik even for itself. Because it's not chayv independently, it was mentioned for lalav. In fact, it doesn't hold you chayv a separate one for it. The abd b'apinavshin that was done on its own, obviously, then lemachayv klai, not liable at all. Given the lav yitzas, it was mentioned because of a lav. Loiton lebhadechrini, and it's not taught with the others. Elash mihiguvah is coming to teach itself. The lav yitzas that was it's only going to be a lav. No, because it was mentioned independently to differentiate. Not only for itself, but even all of them. Because inherently, like we just said, he doesn't darshan leis avdim. It's really from the fact that he holds hishtach v'lelav yatzas. Because that's why, because or else you'd be chayv shtayim. Obviously, the fact that he doesn't hold chayv shtayim, so that's why he's saying you're not leis avdim. So therefore, that's why. He says, then it's not like you at all. The Svar would say that, no, that you would be mechalik, not only for shtachavah, but each one independently. Next says, Mata begin the Gemara, achas l'shaloi kadarka. One of the terms of shtachavah is teaching you shaloi kadarka, that if it's not the norm of serving that way, because let's say it's a derech bizoin. So it says, halam ebayilan kra, which he's asking a question, why don't you say you need a pasig l'oinish v'asara? Besides for Asar, you need a pasuk for Einish, the Mevuzim, for those that generally the Avoid is degraded. Like the Gemara had said in the Samachal Manav, Bishtachava, Lishaloika Darka, when you're doing bowing for in the non normal way. So it says no, because the Mechabadim, because since by an honorable one, Kivin the Golan Bazhara, since you already told us by the Asara, the chol shaloi kedarka shavin, that you're saying that all Shloka Darkas are the same. So how the Ba'in the Shemdik would be for the punishment. In other words, once the Torah revealed to us by the Pesukim that we wrote in our Sukkot, there's no difference regarding the Ashar between the Mishtach and the Shleged Arkad Avodah Zarah, that Derech covered to Mishtach and Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah was Zion. So then we already know from the punishment that says the Mishtach and Shleged Arkad that it's going to be the same thing and there's no difference, that we don't need a special pasuk for that. Yeah. Next time the Master begins the Gemara, El Al Kodah B'Shush B'Maisa. That you only have a chatas for an aver that has an action. So Pesha Kondrash explained, the Gabi chatas ksev asa achas, because it says the lashon of doing. So it says, well, he wasn't so precise because the perikam the krisan of bezim enav maisi idachkra, the tnan. Then actually, the Mishnah brings a different pasuk, like we learned in the Mishnah, lo bishkaga, to one who does bishkaga, yotz megadiv, that's not a maisa, so it brings a different pasuk. It says, Master begins the Gemara, kikum rav, nami le Kiva. Oh, when did Rav say that yechaifa keliata? Eliyata, that was only according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that you don't need to have a chashva maisa, that even Akimis Vasimes can be considered as a maisa. Which Taisis points out, Alibder Shlakish Kamahachi. This was according to a Shlakish that we're saying that holds that this, that the braisa of Akimis Vasimes is like Rabbi Kiva. Because according to Chachamim, Akimis Vasimes is not a maisa. Because Rabbi Yechon will come on that he says Nafsa Mechim and Alf Kfifas Kaim Asai, bending your height for bowing, Vakimis Fiv and moving your lips, have a Maisa's action. But Tukmi did Rav, if I look Rabban, then Rav's teacher could even be like Rabban. Next time, Mata begins Gemara, called Mashat B'Shem Shemaim, whoever joins God's name with something else gets uprooted from the world. So Tais answers, says, Lay Dami Lahad Chsev, you can't compare what it says, the Pasuk in Shaftim, Cherv Lashem Vele Gidon, or Vachin, and Mamidbar, after the Egel Dibarna B'Shem Ubach, we spoke against Hashem and you, because L'Asa El B'Midid Elohus. The only thing forbidden is you're joining as a divine force, but to mention something else with Hashem is not included in this Shituf that's Nekim Na'ilam. Next Tais Matta begins the Gemara B'Shem Navalav Shebechlolis, that if someone eats from an animal before its life force leaves it, or all these other ones, L'Sarich L'Adam, you're not chayav because it's a negative provision that a general pasuk including many different things. Which says tame, it's a wonder because tibik lay, it should be sufficient that there's no malchus to have a lav shenit lasoros misbezin, because it's a negative provision that can be given over to a warning to be executed in capital punishment. Have a zara leben tzarei mer, because it's a warning for ben tzarei mer who gets killed. Vaitame, another wonder is haben tzarei mer leika. We know that he gets lashed. Could not be pegged ben tzarei mer later on the vaynavam beis. If you think the gemara, learns avam beyistru mebe yistru exer shava, that is lashes. Well, now v'alkein asarasim leisach laladam and ways hasar from this pasuk. Now v'kivin the gol rechman ahai lav the lucky. Since the Torah says that lash, that negative provision get lashed. Avleil meim b'chol duch the lucky. That should say in all places they get lashed. L'chol pucks at least heichad inyoch lebe the misa when they cannot come to me. So why do we say if it's nitlan saras mis bezin that we always say that you don't get lashes? So for all of these cases, Megaf of Menashek does Avodah Zarah by other Avodahs that are learned from Moshe Avdim. You don't get lashes because it's Lav Shebechlalas. So it says, even according to one who says, the lucky that you get lashes are not umavushal for partially roasted and cooked. Mishum Tzli Eish, because of this, which seems like also klalis, that's what Tais is asking, because it has to be roasted, which excludes cooked or partially roasted. And so too the vazog v'chartzen, for the grape pit and the skin. Mishum kolash shiyasim egefen, what it was made out of the grapevine. So Tais is bothered, he said, why isn't that lav shebechlalis? It includes more than one thing. He says, Tais, hanu mefarshi tfei mikra, those are more explicit than delay savdim. Because it's saying whatever is made out of the grapevine, which includes the pits and the skins, and so too tzliyesh excludes those two cases. But verse lois of them, mefarsh kra, the person not explaining which avoid did the arbe megaf and menashik that were talking about hugging and kissing. So therefore, that these would be considered lav shebechlalis, and whereas the other ones are actually explicit, even though it includes more than one thing. So it says, what the mean paired comment the bay? This we say in bay that if you base manaf, mevash get anosh be yamtiv, that if someone cooks, they say, Eric never yamtiv, look at chomish, gets five lashes, five things he's doing wrong. The chadmenai, one of them is a mevash be yamtiv, that when you cook on yamtiv. So it says, lechashvin lu lav shabachlos, that's not considered a general lav, because the chsibbets in the pasuk komalach zavadu le sasu, that all malachas of avadi shouldn't do, which that's not specific, komoy le savdim the hacha. It's also the avoid that doesn't say what it is. So and that includes any malach on yamtim. So why are you chai for that? So it says no. The hasam mefarish tfei. There it's more explicit. The chesiv avoidah, where or actually, as some added on the words, Malachas Avoida, the Mishtameya, which that understanding is, Ko Malacha She Avoida, any Malacha that is an Avoida. And therefore, the Ko Malachas Avoida, that's as if you're specifying what exactly it is, versus Leith Avdim doesn't say exactly what it is, and therefore that would be considered as a Lav Shebichlalos.